All right, as we get set now for the start of the finals here with the cadets and the rookies out onto the track first, we thank all the great sponsors of the 2013 Sapphire Cup, including Canberra Hydraulics and the rookies InFlight ER. Looking forward to some good racing here. It'll be Thomas Sargent and Aaron Turney on the front row in the rookies class. Finley Allen in the 28, Madison Jess in the 11 to start out of position number 2, Nigel Lady in the 20 cart, Bailey Cooper's in the 7, Jason French in the 14, Cooper Allen had a rollover in his final lap, and Josh Sargent in the 74 cart. Away and racing, good even start there. Cooper trying to get up through the field already up the inside of, I think that's the Bailey Cooper cart. No, couldn't quite get that pass done. Oh, in fact he did. Bailey Cooper then now has Josh Sargent putting the pressure on him. Thomas Sargent leads this race ahead of Aaron Turney. Thomas Sargent and Turney nose to tail as they come through the chicane for the first time to complete lap number 1. Sargent, Turney, Finley Allen, Madison Jess in the 11. Then it's Cooper Allen, Bailey Cooper, Josh Sargent, Nigel Lady and Jason French rounds out your running order. So for the cadets, it's been Finley Allen with 3 wins so far this weekend and a second place finish. Leads now this cadet's battle, but Madison Jess right on his back bumper. Finley Allen in heat number 2 it was, where he dropped back to second place to Cooper Allen, who, as we mentioned, had a rollover, but was able to get that cart ready. He said, oh, good news, the cart's right. And he said he was all right as well, but he said, oh, the cart's more important than me, when I was speaking with him a little while ago. So Thomas Sargent leading the way as the race leader heads back through the chicane and towards the start-finish line to complete lap number 3. So Junior National Light should be heading to the dummy grid. Junior National Light should be heading to the dummy grid as they work their way.
Can you hear me there? I can't hear the speakers.
As the cadets, Thomas Sargent continuing to lead as they work back round, and a race leader is across the start finish line. Thomas Sargent leading the way as Sargent leads Turney by 0.3 of a second. So Turney is not getting away from Sargent at all. Then it's back to Finley Allen, behind him Madison Jess, Cooper Allen, Josh Sargent, then it's Bailey Cooper, Nigel Lady and Jason French. So Sargent took a while to get past Cooper, but has immediately got past Allen. So Cooper Allen shuffling back Bailey Cooper to 7th place. They complete 5 laps now. Sargent, Thomas, then it's Turney in 2nd position. Nothing between those two. Finley Allen is the next car through in the 28. Good gap now to Madison Jess. Then back to Sargent. Josh Sargent up to 5th place, then it's Cooper Allen in 6th, Bailey Cooper in 7th, and Nigel Lady in the 20 cart, followed by the 14 of Jason French. So Junior National Heavy should be getting ready to come to the dummy grid, as Junior National Light already on the dummy grid for the next final. Aaron Turney starting to really put the pressure on Thomas Sargent now, looking up the inside through the centre straight into the hairpin, but Sargent is able to withstand the attack. So it is Thomas Sargent and Turney, nose to tail, as they head into turn 8 and up the back straight. Thomas Sargent leading the way, 6 laps now completed. Half race distance is Sargent and Turney. Then we go back to Finlay Allen. Madison Jess just not matching the pace of Finlay Allen. Jess's last lap, a 38.7 to Finlay Allen's 38.2. Best battle on the circuit for the cadets is the battle for third between Josh Sargent and Cooper Allen, as Cooper Allen looks up the inside of Josh Sargent once again. So as your leaders head through the chicane, they'll complete lap number 8 this time by. It's Thomas Sargent, Aaron Turney, nose to tail, as across the start finish line. Finlay Allen maintains that 2 second gap between himself and Madison Jess. Josh Sargent, Cooper Allen, that battle looks like Josh Sargent has been able to pull away from Cooper Allen. And now Bailey Cooper has, he's been running in 7th position, but Jason French in the 14 car doing a good job as well. As the race leader heads back through turn 3, Aaron Turney not able to match Thomas Sargent's pace right in these middle stages of the race. Turney is sticking right with Thomas Sargent, probably being his most consistent race so far this weekend, staying right on the back bumper of the 47 Tegra card. As I mentioned yesterday, Aaron Turney is listing his sponsor as Dad. Finlay Allen is part of the in-flight ER team in the 28 kart, still in third position. Then it's the Canberra Hydraulics kart, number 11 of Madison Jess, running in fourth place. The second of the Tegra karts, Josh Sargent, sits back there in fifth position. Now Nigel Lady has made a good move here on Cooper Allen. So perhaps some of the damage from the rollover Cooper Allen sustained in the end of that pre-final is now costing him some time late in this race. As Lady, in that Goodman Seeds cart, up into 6th position. Cooper Allen, the other of the in-flight ER carts, runs in 7th. Jason French has got Dad as the sponsor as well on his cart with Bailey Cooper in the Clinton Toyota Narellan. In the cart number 7. White flag is out now as Thomas Sargent leads the way. Turney, can he make a lunge coming onto the back straight this time? As they head up into turn 9 for the last time through the chicane. Thomas Sargent has a perfect weekend with five wins from 5 starts. Turney comes home in 2nd. Now Finlay Allen in the in-flight ER cart will come home and take the win in the cadets. Madison Jess, great drive from her. And then it's Josh Sargent, followed then by Nigel Laddie. Behind him, Cooper Allen, Bailey Cooper, and Jason French. So, a great start to the Cadets and Rookies, proudly brought to you by Canberra Hydraulics and In-Flight ER.
The Kart Works, located at Unit 241A, Road, Cardiff, New South Wales, offer Tony Karts, Arrows and more. They provide expert service. Call Rod or Lynn on 4956-8839. The Kart Works, proud sponsors of the Sapphire Cup. Steel Supplies Bega have the experience to provide nearly any type of steel service you may require. You can find a large range of products online at www.steelsupplies.com.au or contact them on 6494 7600 or drop in to their West Street North Bega location and they'll do their best to satisfy your needs. Steel Supplies Bega, proud sponsors of the Sapphire Cup. In-flight ER is an emergency room in the air. It's a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia direct, and anywhere in the world to retrieve Australians who become unwell away from home or need specialised treatment. Equipped like a hospital ER department, it is the only jet in the world fitted with these new class leading features to ensure you receive only the best care. Ensure your medical and travel insurance providers insist on using in-flight ER. In-flight ER, they'll be there in your most time of need.
Getting set here for a start in Junior National Light Final. Junior National Light, proudly brought to you by ARV Caravans. We thank them for their support this weekend of the Sapphire Cup. Now, James Fife from Victoria will start on the pole. Lucas Gravoski in the 11 starts out of position number 2. Robert Schilling in the 15 starts out of 3 with Josh Hammond, the P-plater, who's done a great job this weekend, starts out of position number 4. Junior National Heavy to the dummy grid. Junior National Heavy to the dummy grid, please. Looking good for a start here, Fife and Gravoski. Fife's won 3 races so far this weekend, including the pre-final earlier this morning. Gravoski taking the win in heat number 3. Schilling and Hammond had a good battle in the pre-final as they go green. And away, and it's Fife who leads them into turn number 1. Gravoski tries to cut back to make a move on him going into turn 2, but Fife has the speed to negate that move as they work their way down the centre straight and into the hairpin for the first time. It's Fife from Victoria who leads the way in the superior sponsored cart from Gravoski in the AK Racing Expresso mobile cart. Then it's back to Schilling, further back then to Hammond as they work their way through turn 9 and into the chicane for the first time. Across the start finish line, Fife has a cart length advantage over Gravoski. At the start finish line, Hammond sits back there in third position, so he's ahead of Schilling now. As we said, the P-plater in Hammond has been driving extremely well this weekend in the good as hire cart. And the Kells Automotive cart of Robert Schilling with some work to do. But it's Gravoski who is trying to chase down the leader of James Fife in cart number 5. So as they work their way through the chicane towards the GH Mechanical start finish line, it is Fife who continues to lead. Gravoski in second place is now 0.4 of a second behind the race leader in Fife. Last lap times are 36.788 for Fife, a 36.892 for Gravoski. Hammond sideways coming out of the hairpin. That gives a chance to Schilling now to take third spot. Schilling trying to make the move on through turns 5 and 6, but can't do it. As Fife clicks off lap number 3, 14 laps to distance for the finals. And Fife leading from Gravoski. Schilling trying again to get that inside running into turn number 1 on Hammond. Schilling gets the job done. And Schilling leads the way to take third position. Hammond back to fourth now as Gravoski continues in second place. Cart number 11 trying to run down cart 5. The gap half a second. We'll need someone to help out with flags throughout the day, so if someone can see the grid marshal, if they can help with flag point number 1 for a couple of races, it'd be most appreciated. Someone can go up and offer their assistance for a couple of races at flag point 1. It would be greatly appreciated. Junior National Light Final brought to you by ARV Caravans, and it's Fife being chased by Gravoski, and Gravoski has closed up the gap now. He had a half a second lead. Now it is less than the thickness of the rear number plate as they come across the line this time and into turn number 1. Fife from Gippsland in Victoria. Gravoski from the North Shore Karting Club. They're based out at Eastern Creek in Sydney. and they are nose to tail on the racetrack here at the Sapphire Coast. Nothing between them as they head through the hairpin now. Five laps completed, and Krivoski is making a big charge. He works his way to the inside, coming through turn eight and up the back straight. But Fife is able to cover him off as they head through the chicane onto the start-finish straight. Krivoski putting the pressure on, trying to do a cut-over move to get the inside running into turn number two. Fife was just playing with the carburetor there, as I mentioned, just trying to change the performance of the engine by adjusting either the high or the low speed jets on the carburetor, which will change the air fuel mixture and allow the performance of the kart hopefully to improve if he's moved it the right way. And at the moment it looks like he has, because he's opened that gap up in the last half a lap to about a kart length and a half to two kart lengths. As they come across the GH mechanical star finish line, the gap is 0.3 of a second. Fife and Krivoski, there's been some great battles between these two right throughout the weekend of this Sapphire Cup. We hope you've enjoyed the action here in the ARV Caravan's Junior National Light Final. As Fife and Krivoski. Junior National Heavy should be on the dummy grid now. Junior National Heavy should be on the W dummy grid. Clubmen should be making their way to the rear of the dummy grid. As we come up to lap number 8, Fife and Krivoski continue to lead. Schilling and Hammond, 3rd and 4th place still. Nose to tail, the battle at the front, down the infield straight, into the hairpin again. Krivoski making another run at the race leader here. As they work through the sweeper and towards the back straight, it's Fife in cart number 5, Krivoski in cart number 11. Through the chicane and onto the start-finish straight. Fife is really under some pressure here. Krivoski trying everything in that AKA Racing Espresso kart. Fife, the superior kart, leading the way for the moment. But what can Krivoski do in the closing stages of this race? Through into turns 5 and 6 as they come down the hill and into the sweeper now. Krivoski losing a bit of ground to Fife that time. As they head onto the back straight, he tries to get a run, but Fife has got him covered into turn 9 and then the chicane. Across the G&H mechanical start finish line, 10 laps completed and 4 laps remaining. A gap at the start finish line, 0.2 of a second, relates to almost a kart length. Across through turn 3, Krivoski taking a lot of ripple strip that time. That might cost him. As they head through the hairpin now, and Fife has looked like he's just had the pressure relieved somewhat on him. As they head through onto the back straight, it's Fife in cart number 5, Krivoski in cart 11. Further back, the 15 is Robert Schilling, and the 14 is Josh Hammond. Across the start finish line, the gap maintained 0.3 of a second, Fife. Fastest lap of the race is a 36.59. Krivoski a 36.52. So Krivoski is the faster kart on the circuit when he can get a clean lap. But at the moment, he's got to find his way around that kart number 5. The Gippsland driver in the lead. He works through the chicane once again. 12 laps completed this time. Again, Fife making an adjustment on the carburetor as Krivoski heads into the turn 3. He had a good run that time, but Fife just seemed to have covered him off well. Through the hairpin, towards turns 5 and 6 as they start to go down the hill again. This time, Fife has got a lot more pressure on him from Krivoski. Krivoski now up onto his back bumper through the chicane. Krivoski has got a big chance as the white flag is out. They go into the ARV Caravan's turn number 1, nose to tail, as Fife and Krivoski. What can they do in this final lap? through turn number three for the final time. There's a card length of difference. The back marker could prove to be a factor here as Hammonds is in trouble going through the sweeper now as the leaders approach him. As the leaders come through the sweeper and towards turn eight onto the back straight now. And five has got a big enough buffer you would feel. He heads through the chicane for the final time and takes the checkered flag. James Fife hangs on for a solid victory. Luca Krivoski comes home in second. Robert Schilling in the 15 can't. Heads into the chicane for the final time. And Schilling comes home in third with Josh Hammond coming home in fourth position. As we mentioned, we do need some support with flag marshals throughout the rest of the day's racing. At flag point one, if you've finished racing or if your kids have finished racing and you are able to help out flagging for a couple of races, it will be greatly appreciated. Junior National Lights up next. Junior Heavy should be going to the dummy grid and Junior National Heavy are on the dummy grid. Clubman should be heading to the dummy grid and Tag Restricted Light. You need to get yourself ready. Your final is coming up shortly.
GH Mechanical at 25 Ridge Street, North Bega offer all mechanical repairs. Everything from a routine logbook service to major repairs. Wheel alignments and pink slips for cars, commercials, four-wheel drives, light trucks and trailers. Call Glenn Hetherington on 649-25247. Karting Direct are wholesale karting distributors and offer a huge range of products directly to you via their online store. If you want to know more, check out sqracing.com.au and find out more about their services. Karting Direct are proud supporters of the Sapphire Cup. Canberra Hydraulic and Engineering Services are a hydraulic equipment and hose supplier for heavy vehicles and industrial equipment. Located at Unit 7, 52 Aurora Avenue, Queanbeyan, drop in or call them on 0410 535 260. Proud sponsors of the Sapphire Cup, Canberra Hydraulic and Engineering Services.
As we got a lap away from a start here in Junior National Heavy, Clubman to the dummy grid, please. Clubman to the dummy grid. Tag Restricted Light should be going to the rear of the dummy grid. So Jack Loftus will start from the pole here in the Junior National Heavy Final, brought to you by Auto Pro Bega. Jack Loftus, Jackie Isrin starts in the 33 card on the outside of the front row, and Chris Cooper in the 94 will start out of position number 3. Alexander Eady, who did a fantastic job yesterday, is unable to race today. We hope to see him back out here very soon. It was great to see the number 34 P-plater doing such a good job. We're away and racing, and it's Isrin who gets the jump off the start. He's able to go across the front of Loftus, but Loftus now on the crossover. They're side by side coming out of turn two, and Loftus is able to make the pass and goes back to the lead. As they head into the hairpin for the first time, it's Loftus ahead of Isrin. Cooper sits back there in third, nose to tail now as they work through the sweeper for the first time. Up the back straight now, and it's Loftus, Isrin, Cooper, all nose to tail, although the front two starting to pull away from the Canberra driver who sits in third. So Loftus in that eight cart, sponsored by AutoPro Bega, who are the class sponsor here. We thank them for their support. Isrin back there in the 33 cart, based at out of the Eastern Creek karting circuit with the North Shore Kart Racing Club. He is right on the back bumper of Loftus now in that 33 kart. Isrin this weekend has had a win in heat number 2 but has finished to second to Jack Loftus in every other outing in this Junior National Heavy competition. Isrin to the inside of Loftus now, and he retakes the lead. So he's able to cover off the crossover move. Isrin now will have to withstand the pressure from Loftus as Loftus is straight back up the inside going through the hairpin and Loftus back to the front of the field. Loftus, Isrin, Cooper in third. It's Jack Loftus and Jackie Isrin. Loftus, Isrin and Cooper. 1, 2 and 3. Cooper just falling back by about a half a second off this battle at the front of the field. Again, Isrin tries to do the crossover. He's in far enough to make the pass on Loftus. Loftus now. Can he return serve? Isrin protects the inside line this time. He didn't do that last time. And now swings wide out of the hairpin. Can Loftus convert on that through the downhill? 5 and 6 and onto the sweeper. As they work their way back around onto the back straight, it is still Isrin leading Loftus. So Isrin through the chicane will be classed as the leader at the start finish line. The 33 cart, your new race leader officially at the timing marker. Loftus in cart number 8 sits in second. Cooper's back there in third. 1.6 seconds behind this battle ahead of him now. So Jack Isrin from Sydney doing a great job there. His last lap was a 37.45 to Loftus, a 37.80. And Isrin has had fastest laps right throughout this weekend. His best so far, a 37.101. Is he able to better it? Yes, he is. He's gone a 36.949. So that's Isrin's fastest lap of this race so far and the fastest lap of the race so far today. Loftus gets his fastest lap in this race on that last lap, a 37.076. So he's about a tenth of a second slower than Isrin at the moment. Cooper, a 37.8 on that last lap. That's 2/10 slower than his fastest. So Isrin heads across the start finish line that time. He was a bit distracted by his crew who were just waving at him then. As he was coming down the straight, he looked over his shoulder to see what that signal was that was being given to him. I don't think he quite understood what was being said as he works his way through turn 4 into 5 and 6 now, down the hill, as we said, through the sweeper, and Isrin now out to a half a second lead over Jack Loftus. So Loftus with a bit of work to do now. Isrin in the 33 cart, the Tony cart, goes across the start finish line. Loftus in the arrow in second place, cart number 8, and Chris Cooper in the 94 running in third. But Isrin has got the speed again, a 36.89, his fastest lap. Loftus, a 37.038. So the gap extends now to 0.6 of a second as Jack Isrin in that 33 car doing a great job at the front of the field. Through the chicane now as lap 8 is completed. They work their way back up through turn number 3. And Isrin still has the advantage. Isrin and Loftus, Cooper rounds out third position. Now we're still asking for someone to help with flags in flag point 1. If someone can come and help out with flags at flag point 1, we appreciate your help with that. Across the start finish line now with 9 laps completed. And it's Isrin out to a 0.7 second advantage over Jack Loftus. Cooper is further back there. He now trails Isrin by 6.3 seconds. So Cooper just not having the pace here in this Junior National Heavy Final brought to you by Auto Pro Bega. So as the leader heads back up into turn 9 and then across the start finish line, the GH Mechanical start finish line, Jack Isrin from Jack Loftus. That gap now out to 0.8 of a second as once again Isrin 2/10 of a second faster than Loftus this time by. So as Isrin, you can see that card as he goes through turn 5, just hiking the inside left wheel. just showing how much grip he is getting from that cart as he heads through those tight left-handers. With now 11 laps complete, Isrin, Loftus and Cooper, your running order. A great drive by Jack Isrin, who, as we said, had 3 second place finishes to Jack Loftus in the 4 races previous. Just the 1 win, but he's in the right position at the moment with just 2 laps remaining. Across the line now, 12 laps completed. Isrin out to a 1.2 second advantage over the Auto Pro Bega, cart number 8 of Jack Loftus. Chris Cooper working his way through turn number 3 now in third place. So as Isrin heads through the sweeper and onto the back straight for the penultimate time, through the chicane, and the white flag at the GH mechanical start finish line is shown. Isrin, Loftus and Cooper, your running order here, as Jack Isrin has had a fantastic drive. Took him a while to be able to make the pass on Jack Loftus, but eventually he was able to get through and then pull away. Loftus back there in second place. So Isrin comes up through turn 9 and into the chicane for the final time. The checkered flag waves as the Auto Pro Bega Junior National Heavy winner is Jack Isrin. Jack Loftus comes home in second. Chris Cooper, a solid drive for third. Great driving there from Junior National Heavy. Clubman's up next. Tag restricted should be heading to the dummy grid. Tag light and open performance. You should be getting yourselves ready for your final as well.
The Sapphire Coast Kart Club would like to thank all their class sponsors, including the Cadets, Canberra Hydraulics for all your hydraulic and hose needs, the Rookies, In-Flight ER, your fully equipped emergency room in the air, Junior National Light, ARV Caravans. They might not be the biggest in Australia, but they try the hardest. Junior National Heavy, sponsored by Auto Pro Bega, open 5.5 days a week. Drop in and see Steve and the team at 115 Gibbs Street, Bega. Clubman Lights, brought to you by GH Mechanical Bega. They offer a full range of repairs for cars and commercial vehicles.
Clubman Heavies, brought to you by Colin Trezise.
Karting Direct, sponsoring Tag Restricted Lights for online carts and parts 24/7. Tag Restricted Heavies, brought to you by Steel Supplies Bega, local and experienced, the perfect combination. Tag Light 125 is the Canberra Kart Shed, friendly advice coupled with competitive prices. Tag 125 Heavy, the Canberra Kart Shed, provide more than just parts. Check out thekartshed.com.au for details. Junior Max is proudly brought to you by Terry McConkie. Open performance, it's Video Easy Kuma. If you love movies, you'll love Video Easy. Junior Clubman, the Kart Works. They offer the works when it comes to karting. We hope you'll support the people who support karting in your area.
As we get set now for the Clubman final, hope you're enjoying all the racing here at the Sapphire Cup. Looking at Matthew Woodward and Clifton Young off the front row. Out of the heavies, it's William Lucas in the 52. Nicholas Cooley in the 5, James Taylor in the 25, Robert Seaton in the 86, Dylan Peters in the 43, and Cliff Pistorius in the 46P make up the grid here in the Clubman Light and Heavy final. Clubman Light brought to you by GH Mechanical and Clubman Heavy by Colin Trisice. We thank those companies and Colin for support. We get set for a start now. Array Racing, good start there for Woodward once again. Lucas goes through with him into second position, and so does Taylor. Oh, round in front of a bunch of carts goes the young cart. He got spun around there. Now, the 46 of Pistorius looks like he's kept going, but unfortunately, it was nowhere to go for Dylan Peters, and also I think that is Robert Seaton who's pulled his cart off the circuit. We'll confirm that as they come around, but it's race leader now, William Lucas. So Lucas leads from Woodward, Taylor, Cooley. And yeah, so it definitely looks like it was Young who got spun around there in front of Seaton and Peters. Pistorius was able to get around eventually. But three carts out in the early going. That's our first major pile-up here this weekend in the Sapphire Cup. And well, William Lucas leading the way. Lucas, Woodward, Taylor. Lucas in the 52 cart. Now, he's running in the Clubman Heavy class, so he has got a 30-kilo difference, a 30-kilo penalty, really, between himself and Matthew Woodward, who's in the 6 cart. So for him to be in front of the 6 cart at this stage of the race is a fantastic effort. He had a 34.393 to a 34.4 that last lap. So Lucas and Woodward nose to tail there as they head up through turn number 3. Cooley, then Pistorius, a fair way back now. Cooley and Taylor will have a battle of their own in a few laps time, but at the moment the battle is clearly at the front of the field. The 52 of Lucas and the 6 of Woodward, nose to tail as they come through the chicane. Oh, big mistake by Woodward that time. And the orange driver has lost a bunch of ground as he just didn't make it through the left-hander of the chicane as cleanly as you would like. So William Lucas from Goulburn leading the Clubman class. Woodward is from Orange. Then it's Wollongong's James Taylor with Nicholas Cooley behind him in the karting world entry. Cliff Pistorius, the first of the Sapphire Coast carters in this Clubman field. And in fact, the only one still out there after an incident off the start saw Clifton Young, Robert Seaton and Dylan Peters all involved in a first lap incident which has put them out of the race. Clubman Light and Clubman Heavy combined final. Lucas leading the way from Woodward. That gap is now 6/10 of a second between first and second. Now Taylor and Cooley have progressively concertinaed back together here, and I think Cooley will be making a move very shortly on Taylor for that third spot. Now Nicholas Cooley was spoken to by the officials in that pre-final for an overtaking move he made in under a yellow flag. Fortunately for him, it didn't cost him too many starting positions in the final, but he will be very well aware to keep an eye on those flags to make sure when he does get close enough to Taylor not to make a lunge unless he's got a green racetrack to do it on. Lap number 7 complete, so at half race distance, here's the rundown of your field. The 52 is William Lucas, the 6 is Matthew Woodward, the 25 is James Taylor, the 5 is Nicholas Cooley, and the P46 of Cliff Pistorius is about to go a lap down. You think he will be lapped within the next 2 laps for sure. As your leader heads through the back straight now, it has been a great drive by William Lucas. The 52 of Lucas leads the way as He heads into turn number two now and up towards that center straight. Pistorius just going through the hairpin. William Lucas is your race leader, coming up on Clifton Pistorius, or Cliff Pistorius. Just a reminder, tag restricted light to the dummy grid, tag light and open performance to the rear of the dummy grid. So Cliff Pistorius seems to have found a bit extra speed. He's going a bit quicker now that he's got a bit of pressure on his back bumper. The blue flags are out as William Lucas heads into the hairpin once again. Now Pistorius is just looking around. He doesn't have to slow down, but he does have to hold his position to allow the leaders to get through. And at the moment, well, I think Lucas would be a little bit frustrated. He didn't get through as quickly as he'd like, but he didn't lose too much ground. He had a 2 second lead on the previous lap. As they come across the start finish line, now that gap is 1.5 seconds. So he probably lost 3 or 4 tenths of a second on that lap, having to pass the back marker. Now the blue flag's out for Pistorius again. What can Woodward do? Woodward gets through. Well, he dive bombed him in the end. Now the battle for third is really going on in earnest between Taylor in the 25 and Cooley in the 5, and the back marker could play a huge factor in that battle. As Taylor in the 25 runs in third currently, they come up on him perhaps in a good spot. The blue flags are out now. Pistorius is looking as Taylor tried to dive bomb him into turn one. No room in turn two now. Can Cooley capitalize on this? He's going to try and cross over on Taylor. No, they'll dive up the inside into the hairpin and hold position. So a bit of a worry that time for Taylor as he was coming up on the back marker. He just couldn't get the pass done at the end of the start finish straight and then had a bit of pressure to try and make the pass without Cooley passing him. 12 laps are completed now by your leaders as William Lucas leads the way. Woodward sit back in second position. That gap has gone back out to 2 seconds now. Taylor and Cooley are still nose to tail. Taylor looks like he's got about a cart length, the difference, and with just under a lap and a half remaining. Great battle here in Clubman, brought to you by GH Mechanical and Colin Trezise. Across the start finish line, Lucas and Woodward. Woodward just working on the carburetor, trying to improve the performance. He must be looking at something, temperatures, or feeling the performance of that car dropping away. In fact, that car is slowing considerably now, so Woodward will come under some pressure as Taylor and Cooley are closing in on him. Less than a half a lap remain, and we could have a battle for second place outright on the circuit as your race leader heads to the GH Mechanical checkered flag, and William Lucas takes the victory. Woodward holds on for second. Taylor, a great drive for third. Cooley in fourth, and Pistorius will be a lap down in fifth position. Some great driving there in the Clubman class. Up next is tag restricted light. Then we'll have tag light and open performance. They should be at the back of the dummy grid now. We'll finish it off with Junior Max and tag restricted here in the Sapphire Cup of 2013.
ARV Caravans, you can check out the new Belmont vehicles online at www.southcoastcaravans.com.au or by visiting them on the corner of Princes Highway and Government Road, Eden. ARV may not be the biggest in Australia, but they try the hardest and are proud sponsors of the Sapphire Coast Kart Club. Canberra Hydraulic and Engineering Services are a hydraulic equipment and hose supplier for heavy vehicles and industrial equipment. Located at Unit 7, 52 Aurora Avenue, Queanbeyan, drop in or call them on 0410 535 260. Proud sponsors of the Sapphire Cup, Canberra Hydraulic and Engineering Services. Karting Direct are wholesale karting distributors and offer a huge range of products directly to you via their online store. If you want to know more, check out sqracing.com.au and find out more about their services. Karting Direct are proud supporters of the Sapphire Cup.
All right, as we get set now for Tag Restricted Light, Daniel Smith in the 75 card from Canberra will start on the pole. Lee Johnson Crowley from Barnsdale in Victoria starts the outside of the front row. Lance Augier from the Sapphire Coast starts out of position number 3 in the 9 card. Warren Southwell in the 47, that's the Blue Scope Steel card from Wollongong. Tom Cruise in the Tom Cruikshank in the 51 from the Sapphire Coast in the Pambula Tiles card starts out of 5. Michael Wall in the 3. He's had some troubles today in that card from starts out of position number 6. Wendy Lucas starts out of position number 7 in the 30 card. And Brandon Altendorf Magson from North Shore Karting Club at Eastern Creek there is starting out of position number 8, Brandon Altendorf Magson. Watch for him to come through the field. He's been very quick, but he's unable to start the pre-final, and that cost him quite dearly when it came to starting spot here in the final. So Daniel Smith and Johnson Crowley is the next kart class away. Now, Tag Light and Open Performance should be on the dummy grid. J-Max to the rear of the dummy grid as we go racing. And it's Smith that gets the jump into turn number 1. Johnson Crowley joins Crowley joins straight into second position. Then it's back to Southwell, who gets ahead of Augier. So Southwell up to third, Augier. Then it's the Altendorf Magson, who is up ahead of Cruikshank, Wall and Lucas. So kart number 7 of Altendorf Magson into a 5th place, and we'll put the pressure on Augier here as they come across to complete lap number 1. Wall passed by Cruikshank now, and it looks like Wendy Lucas is also trying to make a pass there. As they work their way through turns 5 and 6 and into the sweeper now. Turn 8 and onto the back straight. It is still Daniel Smith who leads the way. Now, Daniel Smith has had 2 wins so far this weekend, a 2nd and a 4th. Other winners in this class include Lance Augier in Heat 2, and Warren Southwell in the 47, 1 Heat 3. So you've got quite a mix of race winners right across this class. And watch for that number 7 as Altendorf Magson really is putting the pressure on Augier in the 9 cart now for 4th position. Smith in the SQ Racing cart number 75 clicks off lap number 3. Behind him is the AMR Kart Sport entry from Victoria, the Johnson Crowley entry. Then a Southwell, who's got a fair gap behind him before you get to the Augier Altendorf Magson battle. So as they work their way through the sweeper once again, and it looks like it's concertinaing together for the Johnson Crowley Southwell battle. So could we see a battle for second here shortly? As Augier looks like he's pulling away from Altendorf Magson now. 4 laps completed in this 14 lap final for Tag Restricted Light. As they head through the hairpin once again, Daniel Smith, a 34.116, he sets the fastest lap of the race on that last lap. Johnson Crowley, a 34.47. Warren Southwell, a 34.323. So Southwell, faster than Johnson Crowley at the moment as they head into the ARV Caravans turn number 1. Through turn 2 now, Southwell really letting that cart roll through the exit of turn 2, and that has seen him start to close up. So Mitchell Wall's weekend, well, bad weekend continues. He'll get his third did not finish of the weekend as he pulls into pit lane on that last lap. Daniel Smith across the line, a 33.988, his fastest lap benchmark. Crowley and Southwell about to mix it up here as Ogier has got Altendorf Magson right on his back bumper. Altendorf Magson looked to the inside, then swung wide, going through the center hairpin. Now through turn 5 and 6, Altendorf Magson just losing a bit of ground after he was right on the back bumper of Ogier a moment ago. Battle for second, Johnson Crowley in the 15, ARM Kartsport entry. And then at Southwell in the blue scope steel kart up onto the back bumper almost into turn 2. There was almost contact that time between Johnson Crowley and Southwell as they head through the hairpin once again. And Johnson Crowley gets himself some breathing room for the moment. Ogier, Altendorf Magson, Cruikshank and Lucas are the running order. But Daniel Smith well out in front. Over 3 seconds in front of this battle for second between Johnson Crowling and Warren Southwell. Battle for fourth, Ogier still withstanding the challenge from Altendorf Magson. So a couple of good battles on the circuit as we head into the hairpin once again. Altendorf Magson, he's punching the steering wheel whilst he's trying to catch it from the slide, loses a bit of ground. He was angry that he'd made that mistake, and unfortunately, he hadn't recovered from the mistake before he started to chastise himself. Smith leading the way with 9 laps now completed. Johnson Crowley doing well. Then Southwell right on his back bumper now. John made a mistake in turn number 2. What can Southwell do as they go through turn 4? He is about a cart length off the back of the 15 cart now as they head through the sweeper once again. Through turn 8 and onto the back straight. Southwell doesn't have the pace along the back straight as they're into turn 9 and then the chicane. It is still Johnson Crowley in that second place in cart 15. Southwell in the 47. Then it's a 9 of Ogier. Ogier holding off Brandon Altendorf Magson. Altendorf Magson in the 7 car trying to close up the ground he lost a few laps ago. Cruikshank and Lucas round out the field. Tag Restricted Light brought to you by Karting Direct. We thank them for their support of the 2013 Sapphire Cup. With 11 laps now completed, Daniel Smith just well in control, a 4.3 second lead to be precise. Johnson Crowley and Southwell nose to tail once again. Now Southwell won a heat yesterday, that was heat number 3. Johnson Crowley has just been very consistent with a second, 2 third place finishes and a fourth, but he is under immense pressure. Coming into turn number 9, it's Southwell putting the pressure on Johnson Crowley. Now Southwell just went to make an adjustment then. Southwell lost the front end of the cart, almost ran off the track going down the short chute into turn number 2. And Southwell now is going to fall back into the Ogier Altendorf Magson battle as he has lost a heap of ground that time. He just got off racing line there. And once he got off racing line, it looked like he was heading out into the grass down that short chute on that run to turn number 2. He was able to catch it back up, but now has lost a lot of ground. And with the white flag out, he will not have time, I think, to be able to close the gap again on Johnson Crowley in second. Daniel Smith's your race leader. He heads through the hairpin unchallenged as the battle is really for fourth place now. As Ogier and Altendorf Magson nose to tail, they head into turn 5 and 6. Altendorf Magson's got a great run through the sweeper this time and looks to set something up. Daniel Smith takes the victory in Tag Restricted for Kart Direct. Second place, Johnson Crowley. Third place goes to Warren Southwell. Ogier hangs on. Altendorf Magson comes home in fifth. Crookshanks back there in sixth, and Wendy Lucas will round out the field in seventh position. Unfortunately for Mitchell Wall, he came off the circuit and pitted the cart after just four laps. Tag Light and Open Performance are up next. Junior Max should be making their way to the dummy grid.
Canberra Cartshed is a full-service car shop including setup and repairs as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensures your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track, Canberra Cartshed, proud sponsors of the Sapphire Cup. Steel Supplies Bega have the experience to provide nearly any type of steel service you may require. You can find a large range of products online at www.steelsupplies.com.au or contact them on 6494 7600 or drop in to their West Street North Bega location and they'll do their best to satisfy your needs. Steel Supplies Bega, proud sponsors of the Sapphire Cup. In-flight ER is an emergency room in the air. It's a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia direct and anywhere in the world to retrieve Australians who become unwell away from home or need specialised treatment. Equipped like a hospital ER department, it is the only jet in the world fitted with these new class leading features to ensure you receive only the best care. Ensure your medical and travel insurance providers insist on using in-flight ER. In-flight ER, they'll be there in your most time of need.
Robert Hogan starts from the pole here in the Tag Light Open Performance Final, brought to you by Canberra Cartshed and Video Easy Cooma. Hogan from Canberra in the 25 cart. Daniel Humphreys also from Canberra from the 36. Macaulay Allen's in the 96 in the in-flight ER cart. Brett Staples in the 17 in the Canberra Cartshed entry. The 92 is Trent Humphreys. Then it's Angus Murphy in the 16 card. He's from Wollongong. And Danny Jarks in the 43 rounds out the field as we get set for a start. Away and racing. Very even start as Hogan on the inside should have the line. It opens up the door on Davies and Allen is up the inside. Beta Bang crash as they head through turn number two. Staples is around the outside of Humphreys. That's Daniel Humphreys up into third position. Now, Allen with some pressure on his back bumper from Staples. As all the while, Robert Hogan starts to check out at the front of the field in the 25 card. It's Macaulay Allen in the 96, just gets a bit of a tap from Staples that time, going into turn number 9. Staples sits back there in the 17, then it's back to Daniel Humphreys, Trent Humphreys behind him, Danny Jarks in the 43, off into the dirt and the grass, and he drops back behind Angus Murphy now in 7th position. So as Robert Hogan leads the way after lap number 1, Hogan has dominated this Tag Light class, winning all four heats, or all three heats and the pre-final throughout the weekend. The pressure is certainly on for second place with Macaulay Allen currently holding that second spot. Then Staples in the 17 car runs in third. Daniel Humphreys, though, has had three second place finishes this weekend and one third. He sits back in fourth. So watch for the 36 cart to try and keep the pressure on as this race continues on. 14 laps of distance, 2.5 laps completed, and Robert Hogan is out to over a 1.5 lead after just a couple of laps in this race. Allen running the ripple strip through the chicane quite hard. That's upsetting the cart. He opens the door now and Staples dives through. So Brett Staples up into second position as Allen shuffles back to third. So Brett Staples pouncing on that mistake. You saw Macaulay Allen taking the ripple strip, coming out of the chicane. That upset the line on the cart, and Staples was able to get his nose inside, move Macaulay Allen offline, and complete the pass going through turn number one. Now Staples, sideways, heading through turn nine. Will that slow him down? No, the 17 car to Brett Staples stays in second position, as he is 2.3 seconds behind your race leader, Robert Hogan, in the 25 car. Allen up the inside of Staples now into turn four. They touch coming out of turn four, but it will be Macaulay Allen who holds onto that spot. All the while, Daniel Humphreys in the 36 is watching these two drivers beating up on each other, wondering when it'll be his chance to pounce. Hogan completes lap number 5. His best lap of the race so far, a 33.6. He's got no pressure on him at the moment. He just ran a 33.7. As the 17 car to Brett Staples is coming under pressure from Daniel Humphreys in the 36. Oh, Trent Humphreys with a wheel in the dirt there. That's going to allow Angus Murphy in the 16 car to close up on him. So Hogan is pulling well away at the front of the field. Hogan leading the way. Macaulay Allen now safely in second place, although he lost the front end going into turn number one. He had to catch it. It was a bit of a flick, and then got it through turn one eventually. Staples has got Daniel Humphreys with the pressure on his back bumper, and Trent Humphreys with Angus Murphy back there rounding out the field is the 43 of Danny Jarks. So as the leader now at half race distance past the GH Mechanical start finish line, Robert Hogan out to a 3.8 second advantage. Second place, Macaulay Allen. He's pulled away by 1.2 seconds from Brett Staples, who's got Daniel Humphreys right on his back bumper. Trent Humphreys in the 92 has got Angus Murphy all over him. Humphreys again in the dirt. He's not just getting a little bit into the dirt there. That almost looked like a full left-hand rear tire on the dirt, and it probably affected him going through the next corner, or the next set of corners, which is why Murphy is all over the back of him in that 16 cart. So your race leader is still the 25 cart of Robert Hogan. His last lap a 33.9, so he's not pushing the point at all in that cart shed B&R cart. Second place, Macaulay Allen. He just did a 34.339 in second place. And then this battle, Staples and Daniel Humphreys. That continues for third position now, as the 17 of Brett Staples is managing to hold off the 36 of Daniel Humphreys. They head into turn number one. They're nose to tail there, but Brett Staples not making any mistakes at this point. Just keeping that cart as smooth as he can. He wasn't happy with his entry onto the centre straight. He looked over his shoulder there. That's always a good sign that the driver has made a mistake, and he wants to try and size up where he's at. Oh, the 16 cart of Angus Murphy comes off the circuit. It was rolling down like he might have actually thrown a chain. So Angus Murphy in the 16 pulls his cart to safety. As race leader in 25, Robert Hogan, he heads into turn 5 and 6, starts heading down the hill towards the sweeper then, through turn 8 and up the back straight. Now the leader starting to catch the back marker in Danny Jarks, might not catch him before the end of the race, as Jarks in that 43 cart works down the centre straight. Or as I say that, it looks like Jarks is slowing up. So Robert Hogan in the 25 leading the way. Macaulay Allen in the 96. That's the in-flight ER cart. Then Brett Staples. That's the Canberra Cart Shed cart. Of course, Canberra Cart Shed sponsoring the Tag Light class this weekend. Video Izakuma sponsoring the Open Performance class. We thank them for their support. Trent Humphreys now, fifth place, no pressure on him with Angus Murphy having a mechanical problem there and coming off the circuit. So the race leader is cart 25, Robert Hogan. So the blue flag needs to go out for Danny Jarks. The call's been made. As the third place battle continues on in earnest, Brett Staples in the 17, Daniel Humphreys in the 36. White flag out now as the leader comes up on the back of Danny Jarks. I'm sure Danny Jarks will hold his line and allow Hogan to get through without any difficulty. As trouble into turn number one now, Staples and Humphreys coming together. Humphreys, well, he tried to rejoin the circuit, but he saw Trent Humphreys coming back at him. And unfortunately, Brett Staples is not going to finish this final as Humphreys. Checkered flag is out. And it is Robert Hogan who takes the victory. Macaulay Allen comes home in second. Trent Humphreys is going to take third. And Trent Humphreys across the GH Mechanical start-finish line now. Fourth place will be Daniel Humphreys. And unfortunately for Brett Staples, his cart off the circuit there. And unable to restart. So, an interesting finish to the tag light 125 and open performance. Danny Jarks, of course, finishing in open performance. Junior Max is up next. Tag restricted heavy should be at the back of the dummy grid. This is the 2013 Sapphire Cup.
Auto Pro Bega, part of 120 stores throughout the country in Australia's largest chain of independent retailers of car parts and accessories. Contact Steve and the team for all your spare parts needs or drop in at 115 Gibbs Street, Bega. Bega, proud sponsors of the Sapphire Cup. If you love movies, you'll love Video Easy Cooma. At 57 Sharp Street, Cooma, they offer the largest range of DVDs, Blu-rays, and games. Call in and find out everything they have to offer. Video Easy Cooma are proud sponsors of the Sapphire Coast Car Club. The Car Works, located at Unit 241A, Minungbung Road, Cardiff, New South Wales, offer Tony Carts, Arrows and more. They provide expert service. Call Rod or Lynn on 4956-8839. The Cart Works, proud sponsors of the Sapphire Cup. GH Mechanical at 25 Ridge Street, North Bega, offer all mechanical repairs. Everything from a routine logbook service to major mechanical repairs. Wheel alignments and pink slips for cars, commercials, four-wheel drives, light trucks and trailers. Call Glenn Hetherington on 649-25247. In-flight ER is an emergency room in the air. It's a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia direct and anywhere in the world to retrieve Australians who become unwell away from home or need specialised treatment. Equipped like a hospital ER department, it is the only jet in the world fitted with these new class leading features to ensure you receive only the best care. Ensure your medical and travel insurance providers insist on using in-flight ER. In-flight ER, they'll be there in your most time of need. Karting Direct are wholesale karting distributors and offer a huge range of products directly to you via their online store. If you want to know more, check out sqracing.com.au and find out more about their services. Karting Direct are proud supporters of the Sapphire Cup.
Jack Loftus starts from the pole here in the Junior Max final, brought to you by Terry McConkie. Jack Loftus in the 8 for the Auto Pro Bega cart. Brock Harris in the 29 in the design construction electrical cart from Wollongong. Then it's Canberra's Chris Cooper and Wollongong's Jared Payne in the 28. As we go racing around the outside, Payne makes the move on Cooper immediately. Cooper comes back up the inside of him. They're side by side through turn two. Cooper eventually gets third position. Loftus just getting squeezed out by Harris there, so Harris takes the lead, going into turn 5 and 6 for the first time. So an interesting first couple of corners there as Cooper sits up into third position now, and a battle at the front of the field. Brock Harris in the 29 cut, Loftus in the 8. Loftus looking to make a crossover move, going down into turn number 2. He just lost a bit of ground there and will have to try and do it now as Harris gets too much ripple strip going through 3, and Loftus crosses through and makes the pass. What can Harris do? He tried to range up, but going around the outside into turn 5 and 6 would be the tough way of making a pass, that's for sure. Loftus leads now from Harris in the 29. Then it's back to Cooper, who closes in on Harris. So a three-way battle at the front of the field as Payne in the 28 is running back in fourth position. Loftus has some clear track in front of him now. Loftus finished second to Chris Cooper in heat number 1 yesterday, but has won the rest of the races in this Junior Max series of the Sapphire Cup, and is now pulling away from Brock Harris, who's got Chris Cooper right on his back bumper. So Harris, really with the pressure on. Harris from Wollongong. Across that start finish line now, what can Cooper do as he heads into turn number 2, runs down the hill there. It looks like Harris just once again getting a little bit too wide coming out of 2, and that is ruining his setup for turn 3. Again, he double apex turn 4, the hairpin that time, as they work their way through 5 and 6 and through the sweeper now onto the back straight. Loftus is opening up his lead at the front of the field as they head through the chicane and across the GH mechanical start finish line, where the gap between Loftus and Harris is 8 tenths of a second. Between Harris and Cooper is 3 tenths of a second, as Cooper has lost a little bit of ground on Harris in the second part of that lap. 4 laps completed here, with 10 laps remaining. Loftus is your leader in Kart 8. That's the Auto Pro Bega entry from the 29 of Brock Harris. That's designed electrical kart. Then it's Chris Cooper in the 94. Coombe Landscaping Supplies, Jared Payne in the 28, runs in 4th position. So across the start-finish line, they're all fairly evenly spread, although Cooper is making another run at Brock Harris now. So Cooper closing in the 94 cart. The gap was a half a second going across the line last time. Now it is less than a cart length as they head onto the back straight and up into turn number 9. Harris still controlling his pace, but he is taking quite a bit of ripple strip, and that's why Cooper closes in again. Into turn number 2, Harris holds it a bit tighter this time. Cooper, can he make a lunge going into turn 4? No, decides not to pursue it. They head through the hairpin and towards their downhill run of turns 5 and 6. The wind starting to pick up quite a bit here at the Sapphire Coast Car Club, as the leader, Jack Loftus, heads across the GH mechanical start finish line. 7 laps completed. Loftus's lead is 1.8 seconds now. His last lap, a 34.166. His fastest lap was on lap 3, a 33.965. Brock Harris in second position, pulling away from Cooper again. A 34.53, his last lap, his quickest, a 34.065. And Cooper, a 34.688, the last lap, a 34.3, his fastest. Payne, a 35.324, his fastest is a 34.467. So as the leaders now, having to contend with this wind, of course it's quite a headwind leading into turn number 4 and around through the sweeper, so that will change the way the cart handles in many of these corners, the way that that wind has picked up. As Loftus, just through the chicane that time, looked like he lost a bit of ground. In fact, he lost quite a bit of ground just that time by. As now Cooper and Harris. Cooper's got the run going down the centre straight, and they just looking like he was leaning on Harris there, but makes the pass. So Chris Cooper up into second position now ahead of Brock Harris. So it's the Sapphire Coast, Canberra, Wollongong, the running order in those top three positions. But the battle is really for second place. Loftus across the line. Cooper back there in second. Harris now in third. As we have 3.5 laps left to travel. Loftus just controlling his pace. A 34.1. He doesn't need to do too much here. He's got a 3-second lead at the front of the field. Cooper a 34.9 and Harris a 35.8. So Harris with some work to do to get back onto the back bumper of Cooper, but he is driving hard. Again, a lot of ripple strip back onto the front straight by Harris that time. He gets the gap down to a cart length. It's half a cart length through turn two. So could Harris have a lunge here going into the hairpin? Just a bit too far back to try that move. Laps counting down. There'll be 2 laps left next time past the GH Mechanical start finish line. Race leader is Jack Loftus. The battle for second continues on. Brock Harris is making a big run now through the chicane this time. And Cooper realizes that Harris is right on his back bumper now. Cooper with Harris, looking to try and make an inside move through turn two. Through turn three now, and Harris is trying to cross over and get up the inside. But Cooper holds his line, holds his nerve, and grabs another couple of cart lengths advantage. White flag at the ready for your leader, Jack Loftus, as he heads across the GH Mechanical start finish line. Open Junior Max, brought to you by Terry McConkie. We thank all the great sponsors for their support of the 2013 Sapphire Cup and hope you'll continue to support the people who support karting in your local area. J-Max final, and the battle is for second position. Chris Cooper and Brock Harris. Cooper in the 94, Harris in the 29. Just about a cart length of difference as they head through turn 9 for the final time. Jack Loftus takes the victory. Loftus takes the win. Cooper will hang on for second position. Harris comes home in third. And Payne come home in fourth position. That's the Coombe Landscaping Supplies cart. Jared Payne rounds out the runners here in the Junior Max final. Tag Restricted Heavy will complete the Sapphire Cup of 2013. We hope you've enjoyed all the racing action. We also like to thank all the officials who have worked tirelessly through the last 2 days to make sure the racing goes as smoothly as possible.
The Sapphire Coast Kart Club would like to thank all their clients, including the cadets, Canberra Hydraulics, for all your hydraulic and hose needs. The rookies, In-Flight ER, your fully equipped emergency room in the air. Junior National Light, ARV Caravans. They might not be the biggest in Australia, but they try the hardest. Junior National Heavy, sponsored by AutoPro Bega, open 5.5 days a week. Drop in and see Steve and the team at 115 Gibbs Street, Bega. Clubman Lights, brought to you by GH Mechanical Bega. They offer a full range of repairs for cars and commercial vehicles.
Clubman Heavies, brought to you by Colin Trezise.
Karting Direct, sponsoring Tag Restricted Lights for online carts and parts 24/7. Tag Restricted Heavies, brought to you by Steel Supplies Bega. Local and experienced, the perfect combination. Tag Light 125 is the Canberra Kart Shed. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices. Tag 125 Heavy, the Canberra Kart Shed, provide more than just parts. Check out thekartshed.com.au for details. Junior Max is proudly brought to you by Terry McConkie. Open Performance, it's Video Easy Puma. If you love movies, you'll love Video Easy. Junior Clubman, the Kart Works. They offer the works when it comes to karting. We hope you'll support the people who support karting in your area.
Michael Bartley is on the pole here in the Tag Restricted Heavy Final, brought to you by Steel Supplies Bega. The two of Clint Liebhardt starts out of position number two. Greg Parker's in the 58. Magic Rodzinski in the 26 starts out of position number four. Stephen Southwell in the 82 starts out of five. And the P-plater, cart number 11, Joel Van Dongen is starting out of position number six. In good formation now. Looking for a start. Bartley and Liebhardt. It's an even start. Liebhardt looks like he's got the advantage. Rodzinski goes round the outside with him as well. And into the dirt. That's the second time Rodzinski has gone off in turn number one. And he knows it too. Now Liebhardt and Bartlett. This is almost a repeat of the pre-final, except Liebhardt holds on. Bartley on the outside tries to cut back onto the inside, but Liebhardt has him covered, and Liebhardt works his way into turn number nine in the chicane for the first time as your race leader. Liebhardt leads the way across the start finish line now. Bartley is in second position. Parker in third. Southwell is working, trying to do a crossover here on Parker in the 82 cart. The 58 cart runs in third of Parker. Then it's back to the 11 of Van Dongen, who's now been passed by Rodzinski. We had Liebhardt leading the way here, but he's got no gap at all between himself and Barkley. Bartley into turn number one, keeping the pressure on. Bartley this weekend is second in heat number one. He won heat number two. He didn't finish heat number three. And heat number four, he took the pole for the final with the win in the pre-final. Liebhardt had a fifth in heat one, a third in heat two, one heat three, and then a second in the pre-final, and now has capitalized on that outside front row starting position in the final to lead us to lap number three. Liebhardt, Bartley, then the gap back to Parker, who seems to have withstood the challenge from Stephen Southwell. Rodzinski and Van Dongen round out the running order now. Rodzinski is starting to close in on Southwell in the 82 cart. Southwell keeping the pressure on Parker in that 58, but Rodzinski, after that mistaken heat in turn number one, trying to close up the gap and grab a podium position if he can. So Liebhardt and Bartley, the gap at the start finish line was 0.3 seconds. Parker is a further 1.5 seconds behind Bartley. And now Southwell and Rodzinski just concertinaing together as Bartley trying to make a move on Liebhardt into turn six. He lost a bit of ground through the sweeper that time. And Liebhardt will hold him off for the moment. So Canberra's Clint Liebhardt leading the way from Wollongong's Michael Bartley. Back to Greg Parker from Wagga. Then it's Wollongong. Stephen Southwell, who's got Canberra's Rodzinski behind him. And Goulburn's Van Dongen rounds out the running order. So Liebhardt is the race leader in cart number two. The 64, Bartley, 0.3 seconds behind. When he heads up through turn number nine and into the chicane, cart two, six laps completed now, here in the Tag Restricted Heavy Final, brought to you by Steel Supplies Bega. They work through turn three. Bartley's just losing a bit of ground to Liebhardt here in this middle section of the race. Took a lot of ripple strip that time, and I think Liebhardt just made a bit of a mistake coming out of the hairpin, and so he has lost a lot of that ground he made up. He'd had a 0.4 of a second gap, and now Bartley is right on his back bumper. In fact, Bartley had to check up coming through the chicane as Liebhardt just wasn't fast onto the straight at all. So Liebhardt, is it a mechanical problem or a mistake? That's the question. Bartley's going to make the lunge into turn four. Not close enough to do so. Bartley sideways through the hairpin that time. Liebhardt just seems to have lost a lot of his straight line speed here. And that will be a concern as we've just gone over half race distance in the tag restricted heavy final. Through the chicane and across the GH mechanical start finish line into ARV camper vans turn number one. Liebhardt standing the challenge from Bartley, but Bartley is all over the back of cart number two. Rosinski is on the back of Southwell now. Southwell opens the door and Rosinski's through. So Rosinski now up into fourth position. Third place is Parker. And Parker has got himself about a 2 second gap ahead of Rosinski now. Liebhardt, well, he's jumping in his cart trying to do everything he can. I think the speed problem for Liebhardt isn't actually top speed, it's just part in the mid-range of the torque curve is where he's losing it, because you can see he gets off the corner all right. Now it is Bartley on the inside going into turn 5 and 6. It's a tough place to try and make a move. And Bartley drops back a little bit. So Liebhardt just seems, it's not the initial acceleration, but it's just the next stage of accelerating away is where he's not getting the response he wants. And Liebhardt, your race leader, heads through turn number two. Now Bartley again getting a good run into the hairpin. Sideways, Liebhardt this time. Bartley can't find an opening to try and make a move as they head through the sweeper. Now will he try a move to set up onto turn nine? Laps are counting down with lap 11 about to be completed. Leader across the line is Liebhardt. Second is still Bartley. Parker is third. Rosinski has still got a ways to make up. A 2.4 second deficit, but the battle is definitely for the lead. Backmarker could play a factor as Liebhardt and Bartley is now side by side down the short chute into turn five. Bartley tries to cross over again. Liebhardt withstands the challenge. Liebhardt in the two leads the way from Bartley. As they head up the back straight into turn nine now, through the chicane, Bartley very good at jumping through into turn number one. He closes that gap once again. Now into turn two, he sits back, tries to give himself some room. Liebhardt leaves the door open slightly there, going through turn three, but maintains his position at the front of the field. The white flag will be out next time by the back marker of Van Dongen. Could become a factor at the end of this run as he is getting close to going a lap down. So Clint Liebhardt, cart number two, hanging on for the moment. He made a mistake going into the chicane. Bartley's close again. What can he do? Going into turn number one, the ARV caravan turn one. Down into cart two. Clint Liebhardt, Bartley again looking up the inside. Liebhardt throws it sideways through the corner. They touch, coming onto the short chute. That gives Liebhardt a bit of a gap as they head through the sweeper now for the penultimate time. Onto the back straight. Liebhardt continues to lead. Bartley closes in on him again through the chicane. Bartley trying to set something up on the start finish straight now. The checker flag is out. And Liebhardt takes the victory. Bartley home in second. Parker back there in third. Rosinski in fourth. Southwell in fifth. Van Dongen in sixth place. Managed to not go a lap down there. Thanks very much to all the officials who have done a fantastic job. We also like to thank all the sponsors of the Sapphire Cup, including Canberra Hydraulics, InFlight ER, ARV Caravans, AutoPro Bega, GH Mechanical, Contras Ice, Karting Direct, Steel Supplies Bega, the Canberra Kart Shed, Terry McConkie, Video Easy Kuma, and Kartworks. It's been great to have your support here for the Sapphire Cup of 2013. Don't forget, next year, big races coming up here at the Sapphire Kart Racing Club. With the New South Wales titles on the October long weekend, the Sapphire Cup will be run in March, so plenty of great racing next year here at the Sapphire Coast Kart Track. We thank you very much for your attendance today and hope you have a safe trip home this evening.